This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Good water quality is essential for our survival, but it's estimated that by 2025, two-thirds of the world's population may face water shortages. As water scarcity becomes a greater threat to our survival, the call to produce less pollution and improve the way we manage wastewater is getting more urgent. So is it time we look at a more sustainable model, one that places value on wastewater for its potential? This World Environment Day, we discuss whether safe wastewater management can help protect our ecosystems and give us energy, nutrients, and other recoverable materials. With Narendran Maniam, the CEO of Inda Water Consortium. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, Sharmila. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share on Inda Water's operations.
Thank you for joining us. And I think the best place is probably to start from the present. You know, it was business as usual for Inda Water Consortium during the movement control order and the conditional movement control order, because you're providing an essential service of sewage treatment. So how do the treatment facilities handle a pandemic like this, you know, that's being caused by a new virus?
I'll just give an introduction on Inda Water. As we all know, Inda Water is the national sewage company and we operate nationwide except for the state of Kelantan, Sabah and Sarawak. We are currently managing about approximately 8,000 sewage treatment plants, including network pump stations. And more than two-thirds of Malaysians enjoy these sewage services. The spread of COVID-19 has definitely upset our routine, as we have to exercise precautions to curb the spread, such as social distancing and putting on face masks. We understand that there may be concerns on how the virus can be spread through different methods, and that is why it is important for us to actually continue providing the best services. When we maintain our sewage services efficiently, people get to enjoy, among which sustained water resources, better and increased quality of life, good public health, clean environment, better for industries and economy, and there's no waterborne diseases. Some people would have heard of traces of COVID-19 in treated or in sewage. We are currently undertaking a study together with UTM, and we have done some samplings, and we hope we can actually finalize the study by early next year. When the movement control order was announced, together with the continuation of essential services, we implemented additional SOPs on top of our existing safety measures. The safety of our staff is our utmost priority. A key challenge during this period is the difficulties in going down to the ground, particularly in carrying out our planned scheduled dislodging of septic tanks. Because as we know, the country has approximately 1.3 million septic tanks that have to be dislodged at least once in 2 years. So inability to do this actually created a bit of issues, but we hope to get this picked up again. We urge the customers or the premise owners with septic tank, do empty your sludge, your septic tank once in 2 years, because if you do not do that, the incoming wastewater, which comprises of solid and water, the solid will fill up the tank, and once it's full within 2 years, and if you don't dislodge it, it will flow out naturally to the environment, and this will actually pollute the environment. So it's very important to dislodge our septic tanks.
So for those of us who may not know, could you explain briefly how wastewater is treated?
There are two types of sewage systems in Malaysia. The most common one is connected and the other is septic tank. So the connected system consists, we are servicing close to 26 million population in Malaysia connected to sewage system. Connection here means the household, the premise, is actually connected through pipe, and sewage is transported through the sewer pipes to our sewage treatment plant. After our customer use the toilet or wash their cutlery in the kitchen, the wastewater is channeled through our sewer pipes and, be it in any form, into our plants.
So in the context of a little bit about what we were talking about, is wastewater from healthcare facilities of greater concern?
IWK treats wastewater from the connected system all the same, and the treated effluent is discharged into the water course. Our sewage sewage treatment plants comply with the standards stipulated by the Department of Environment. This means that the treated effluent is safe for the environment. However, there are points of pollution that is greater concern, such as solid waste disposal sites, manufacturing industrial discharge, illegal discharges. We had encountered few illegal discharges last year, whereby the illegal discharge was illegally discharged into our manhole. It went through our plant. Our plants can only treat sewage. It cannot treat anything beyond sewage. So it passed through the plant, went to the river, and it actually polluted at the water intake, and that disrupted the water supply to about 4 or 5 million population. So this is an irresponsible act, and we are working together with the ministry to actually curb this irresponsible activities.
And when it comes to this COVID-19 pandemic, what sort of best practices for protecting the health of sanitation workers did you employ?
Some of the measures that we took was to disinfect our offices. They've done that. We immediately enforced several screening to potential employees who were exposed. As advised by the Ministry of Health, IWK also exercised social distancing measures. This is carried out especially in confined space, such as elevator or within areas where we need to actually dislodge septic tanks. But this can be tough on our dislodging services, for example, when a task has to be carried out in teams. Hence, our staff were innovative in the sense that they actually leave space in between their seats in the tanker. We also coordinate working schedule among employees to ensure minimal involvement and deployment during the movement control order. We have also prepared sanitation items and ensure that all employees use personal protective equipment such as gloves, face covers at all times when they are on task.
And getting back to today's theme, it is World Environment Day today. And as we know, water, it is considered a renewable resource, but it is also unequally distributed and increasingly scarce as a result of urbanization, of climate change. So do you think it's important to include water in what we call the circular economy so that we can address these challenges?
Yes, you are absolutely correct. We have limited water resources, and if we don't take care of them, we may lose this gift very quickly. From our end, we produce a large amount of treated effluent that is discharged into the water course. And this is high-quality effluent, and there's potential to be retreated through advanced treatment technologies, through the usage of dissolved air flotation, ultrafiltration, and reverse osmosis technology, which can actually produce pure water that can be used for non-potable use for industries in particular.
Yeah, because the idea of the circular economy is to basically give value back to things that have lost their value. And this, of course, can be applied to water and wastewater, right? You know, because wastewater, it has the advantage of being available when it's needed. It represents really a valuable and readily available resource. How can we best do that?
Well, we have three main byproducts, the bioeffluent, which is a treated effluent, biosolids, and biogas. Now, the biosolids can be used as fertilizers for non-food crops, and the biogas can actually power up gas engine to generate electricity. The bioeffluent, which can be a new source of water for the country. So echoing the aspiration of the Sustainable Development Goals, the Green Master Plan was developed and finalized and was approved by the Cabinet in 2017, which advocates the aspiration of recycling one-third of our bioeffluent by 2030, and this is an effort that we are aggressively moving forward to actually be a new source of water for non-potable use. Our discharge effluent, which is known as bioeffluent, has a lot of potentials, and this could actually free up the available source for drinking purposes, for potable use. So hence, by doing this, the available resources can be allocated for human consumption. And this water that we actually further treat can be used for non-potable use.
And how does Malaysia manage its water and wastewater? Are we looking for technologies that can improve its quality and to expand opportunities for reuse?
Yes, I can speak for wastewater. An example of our capability is we have the largest underground sewage treatment plant in Asia Pacific, which is housed in Pantai Dalam. It is servicing an area of 6,700 hectares. designed for 1.8 million PE, which is equivalent to 400,000 meter cube per day.
Mm.
Currently, the plant is actually discharging very clean, treated effluent amounting to 300,000 meter cube per day. This is a huge amount of water, probably 10% of what is being produced in Klang Valley. So this can be a good source of water. And this plant is designed using maximized green energy, where there's a small membrane plant. We have solar power. We have gas engine, where the gas generated can be used to power up this gas engine to generate electricity. So it's basically two-thirds of it is underground. Above, we actually have eco park, green park. We have futsal, jogging track. So it's an innovative design. I think the community in Pantai Dalam are very happy to have this plant and the facilities that we have.
And in a larger sense, these technologies that we're talking about, what sort of action would this require? You know, because there's so many processes that are involved, not just treating and reusing the polluted water, but replenishing resources, managing both the peak and the average demands, and also controlling the, you know, energy consumption, the carbon dioxide emissions. So what sort of action are we talking about?
We strive to find various ways. For the past 26 years, we've been putting up a lot of efforts coming up with sustainable solutions in the aim to actually reduce or make it efficient with regards to our equipment. We are now looking into migration. I'll give you an example. We are now looking into migrating our blowers to turbo blowers, where it consumes 30% less power supply. So we can also work with the government, for example, the facility license C, Pengurusan Asset Air Berhad, to activate water recycling plants, and which can then sell this water to industries through the water operator. The reclaimed water will be of industrial grade, safe to use for non-potable use. So with the large amount of bioeffluent that is being produced, industries can then participate and obtain lower quality water for non-potable use. So furthermore, we are an advocate in green technologies, but it comes with great capital expenditure. So we are working closely with the government to make this happen.
Now, earlier you mentioned, of course, that pollution is an issue when it comes to wastewater. So how can we prevent pollution in wastewater? Because then sewage does also overflow into the streets, and then this wastewater can contain viruses, it can pose a risk to public health.
Yeah. Well, having to manage about 8,000 assets and more than 20,000 kilometres of sewer pipes, there will be issues from time to time. We have ageing assets that more than 3 decades of age. If these assets are not improved and repaired, they pose a risk. So we do preventive maintenance, scheduled maintenance, but sometimes bad times do happen, particularly during heavy rain. There will be overflowing, and then most of it is rubbish that goes into our sewer system that clogs the pipe. So my advice to the public is please do not throw non-approved items into the sewer system, into the toilet bowl, because if it goes into the sewer system, it clogs the sewer system, particularly fat, oil, and grease. So the sewer system is like our artery, you know. So it can clog over a period of time if you throw a lot of rubbish inside.
Mm.
So I urge the public, this is your contribution to the environment. Please do not dispose of your fat, oil, and grease into our sewer system.
And you also mentioned, of course, the need for partnerships with the government when it comes to green technologies. How does Malaysia compare to other countries in terms of developing and adopting sustainable technologies when it comes to the discipline of water treatment?
Well, there are various methods of sewage treatment system technology that have been developed over the last 50 years to meet the need to protect public health and environment. For urban centres where the population is concentrated and receiving environment is not able to cope with the waste discharge, sophisticated treatment system have evolved. We have large centralised sewage treatment plants, particularly in large cities in Klang Valley, Seremban. We have a centralised plant, Melaka, Penang, Ipoh, in a short span of time, we'll have the project completed. So we are moving towards centralized system. So when we have centralized plant, we can actually consolidate or rationalize all the smaller plants to these larger plants, so it's easier for us to manage. So our wastewater treatment technologies are on par with most developed countries, but if you put IWK's tariff as a benchmark, it is one of the lowest, sadly. So, I mean, yeah, because to ensure that we comply, ensure that our operations are done properly, we need fund. And funding is very important, and our tariff is one of the lowest and has never been adjusted for the past 26 years. And if you compare with any other utilities, it's quite low.
So speaking of challenges, I suppose, when it comes to the adoption of advanced and new environmentally friendly wastewater treatment technologies, what are some of the barriers, but also what are some of the drivers?
We support the Sustainable Development Goal as we move towards adopting green technologies with the aim to improve environment quality so that it can impact positively to the community. With the business plans that we have mapped out several agendas that has to be in place in the next couple of years. We actually hope that we can actually contribute significantly to the circular economy. Right now, our focus is to ensure on sustainable management of the environment that includes ensuring all public plants are managed and complies to the regulatory requirement, upgrade all old and existing plants. We seek the fund from the government. Rationalization or consolidation of smaller plants to regional plants to reduce the number of discharge points. All private plants need to be licensed. We are putting up initiative to take over private plants. ISTs have to be dislodged on a scheduled basis rather than responsive basis. This is very important, in fact, because if you don't dislodge your septic tanks once in 2 years, it will pollute the environment. And sewage connections need to be enforced because there are many properties that has the kitchen pipe actually flows directly into the drain.
And what about in terms of what is carrying this growth forward, the drivers?
The drivers is, the ministry together with us, we're coming up with a lot of initiative to move this industry, to elevate this industry, to create more awareness, to ensure compliance and ensure that minimal impact to the environment.
And on that note, just to wrap up, your message for this World Environment Day?
Well, right now the public have access to a clean environment, good public sanitation. As you know, during MCO, our plants were operating in full, but at the same time, the river conditions improved. The river water quality improved drastically. So this proved that we are not the polluters of the rivers. As IWK continues its utmost effort to operate and maintain our public sewage treatment facilities effectively for the well-being of the people, we hope that the people will support us throughout the initiative.
Thank you so much, Narendran.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Narendran Maniam, CEO of Indawater Consortium, about safe wastewater management and its role in protecting our ecosystems in conjunction with World Environment Day. If you've missed any part of today's show or our previous Live and Learn segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.